Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Well, that's the big show. Yes, there's a big, bad show tonight.
Live from the new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and our former Badger and Packer running back Gary Ellerson here as well. It's 414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 1057fmthefan.com, the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. It is a who's who here. We got Gary Ellerson schmoozing.
Does he know we're on the air?
Hang out, talk to all the important people while we'll do the radio show.
Does he know we're on the air?
I think so. I mean, we're talking through here.
Here he comes. He's going to come walking over and do the show.
Chilling out. Watch.
It's good.
This is one of the newest things that I've seen, to walk through and see all these different windows and doors that they got here. It's just, I didn't know what to expect, but this is a little bit more than I even expected.
You told me there was going to be like a jet engine, and we were going to stand in a room, and it was going to blow us over, and the windows would protect us.
I could see it still happening. I could still see something like that going down. I've only ventured in past the snack table, so understand.
Snack tables. There's like eight of them.
Well.
It's not one. It's like eight.
Right, but if you notice, Stevie, the cupcakes and the cookies and the cake is all in the first one, so I didn't make it past the
Your eyes never made it past that.
Right. Gary Ellerson, four back.
How you doing, Bill?
Running back here. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. And the Packers lose last night in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, 22-21 to the Oakland Raiders. And Gary, last night's Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show, how much was focused on the actual game and what we saw there, but just the debacle that we saw with the NFL trying to figure out what they were going to do all the way up to like 30 minutes before game time?
Let me give you like my perspective on it, maybe a little bit different than most people, and because I tweeted out last night, it's just a shame and a travesty that the NFL would allow that to happen. And when you think about the billions and billions of dollars that they make, that something like that could, I mean, Bill, I just went and did a test last year for CTE. It was a four-day test. I think it took me 5 hours each time to go do it. And, you know, most of these guys are trying to fight for that money. Then they give you the song and dance about the concussions that they care. But then they want to give you an 18-game schedule. But now they don't want, so they want to play more games, but they care about you. You mean to tell me that they couldn't send a representative to Winnipeg to check out the field conditions before? Now, I had already got word before this all went down that Aaron Rodgers probably wouldn't play because of field conditions. Now,
sure.
The Packers didn't know exactly what they were going to run into.
Packers did, I don't know if you can hear me, the Packers did send a representative ahead of the game to Canada to check this out before they agreed to play the game, as did the Raiders. So both teams had representatives there. The NFL was there.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to sign off on something if the conditions are horrible.
Right.
You go back to the Hall of Fame game, that was a day of painting the field thing
that
nobody
just
saw
happened.
Coming.
That just
stupid.
Happened. The paint got all messed up. That just happened.
But moving the goalposts, you knew you were going to have to do that before. And nobody ever said, well, is this going to be an issue when we take them out?
No, they knew that it was going to be an issue. They didn't know the magnitude of the issue.
In that end zone.
I mean, that's why they had already that's why they came out with the warning that Aaron Rodgers will be a game time decision.
Right.
That's why you got that. And they already knew that it was going to be, but they didn't know the they probably went and here's how this goes. They send jokers up there. They look at the field. But we can do it. We can do it. We can do it. One joker came back and says, well, I don't know. We're not doing it. They're doing it. I don't think it felt like to me, and I don't know for sure, if the NFL had their people moving the goalposts themselves.
So this is my understanding of how we ended up in Canada for this game, right? So as the schedule's getting ready to come out, the preseason schedule, they go to the Raiders and go, hey, man, we've waited long enough. Like, you all need to figure out where we're playing this week three game. We gave you guys plenty of time.
Sure.
They called Honolulu to play at the Pro Bowl stadium. Couldn't get that deal done. They called several different CFL stadiums trying to get this one done. These guys were the only ones, apparently, they could work out a deal with to get this deal done. And that was because the Raiders didn't know where the heck they were playing their games at that point because they didn't have a deal done with Oakland as they're in the process of getting to Vegas eventually. If they had their deal done in Oakland, they never played this game in Canada. It's never an issue.
No. But, okay, Steve, let's just say, and you're right, it was an Oakland home game.
Right.
Sure. So they had.
It wasn't like the Packers said, hey, let's go play in Canada.
They kind of had to say in there. Here's what I don't get. Why don't you go right up the street to Cal Berkeley?
I'm assuming you would have investigated that, wouldn't you have? I don't know.
You're right down the road. Aaron Rodgers went to school there. There was no game there last night.
Right.
You would have made boo-coos of Bucks. You still got Raiders
Is
fans.
Is there a college game
you
there
got
this
Aaron,
weekend?
You got Aaron Rodgers, but I didn't look either. I think they're field turf like everybody else.
So what didn't matter?
So it didn't matter. You're not terrible. I don't know. We probably got to look it up before I stick my foot in my mouth. But to me, that should have been the first place that they looked. Now, we don't know if they did or they didn't. But for me, that's where I would have went first. I mean, it's just
it does appear that
absurd.
There was a lack of troubleshooting.
It was. Yes. It was absurd. The amount of money these jokers make, man, they go out and do this. They tell all these players that they care about them, and then you go do this kind of mess.
And
straight up crazy.
And Gary, I saw the conversation that you and Bart Winkler had last night on Twitter, and I thought it was a very valid one in the sense of Bart saying, so it's now clear that you're not going to play the starters, and I understand the starters are a larger investment from the business side.
Right.
But then you're still going to put other guys at risk who these games mean so much more to those guys. This is why you play the preseason.
Yes.
This is why teams around the league are keeping their starters out because, one, it's a safety hazard.
Yes.
But also, two, and you can attest to this as a former seventh-round pick, those guys are trying to earn jobs more than Aaron Jones is trying to show for a series what he can do.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Or let's just keep it 100, Rashard Gary. Gary's on the team.
Which we're going to have to get into at some point.
But you got him out there breaking. Well, and that's the whole thing that you come up with is just was a horrible look by the NFL
once again.
They don't care because you're going to watch it. You're not going anywhere.
The problem, Gary, is after the game, the Raiders didn't support not doing it the way they did it. John Gruden's like, ain't our deal. Field was fine to me. Go talk to Packers.
And that's why he didn't play his frontline players.
They weren't even make the trip. Farrell and some of these other guys never even got on a plane to come to Canada. He was never going to play his frontline players. That was never in the cards for them.
But Steve, here's what I say to that.
But he's making the Packers look like the bad guys.
Sure.
He's not painting the NFL into a corner. He's painting the Packers into a corner,
Because the NFL's following him right now. He's a mouthpiece for the NFL
right
now.
Yes, 100%.
Everything he does is about that show that they're doing.
He's got all the media training absolutely possible you can have.
He's not going to make them look.
He's been on ESPN now for the last, 5 years before he took the job.
Yeah.
He knows how to work the system.
That's what
he knows
about.
How to make himself look good. And I'm honestly just surprised they even ended up playing the game for the sense that I brought up yesterday of, dude, this is great theater for Hard Knocks. So if the preseason is all centered around this and centered around Hard Knocks, the conversation does come up of let's just get rid of it altogether.
I don't know about you all, but I can't wait to see the Hard Knocks around this game. I can't wait to hear what Gruden says when they tell Gruden, hey, man, we're just going to play to the 10s. That's the deal. Can't wait to hear his response. Can't wait to see if he actually does say on camera there's nothing wrong with that end zone. There'd be a bunch of babies.
Well, because I
want to see.
Well, pregame. They had about 30 people out there from Hard Knocks. everywhere.
All over the place?
All over the
place.
There's
a picture of Rodgers and Carr talking and laughing.
Yeah.
And that got on Twitter. Everybody's like, I can't wait to see what that conversation was about on Hard Knocks.
All
you've
got
to think.
Yes.
Wherever Aaron Rodgers was talking to a Raiders guy, there was a camera guy there.
No doubt.
All over the place.
414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 1057FMTheFan.com, the Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen
never
inbox.
Frozen.
We're out here live at the new Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin Experience Center. It's right over by Cops. Just find the intersection of Blue Mound and Brookfield Road. You'll find the old Cops, the big, huge Cops. You turn in there, go through in between the old grocery store, and you'll find the big tower that just says Pella Windows and Doors.
It's
and you
want to
come check this whole thing out.
Whatever car wash that is. It's like right behind the car wash there, right?
Yes,
car wash.
Yeah,
right
there.
Did you check out what they're charging? Because I might get my wheels cleaned up a little bit while we're out here.
Yeah, we can send somebody over.
This is a who's who of event, too, here at Pella Windows and Doors. It is a great time out here. We're excited to be here. We appreciate them allowing us out here. We're going to have surprises along the way as well. Hopefully talk with Mike Clemens, our green and gold football reporter, who has a little bit of experience. He wasn't up in Canada last night, but, Gary, he was at the game in Canton, Ohio. And similar to the conversation that you brought up, and I want to get into it in the 3 o'clock hour of this league is going to bend over backwards to try to change their image for concussions, but then go and play a game like last night where the field conditions are not up to par and put a lot of guys at inherent risk. And we'll get into that a little bit more into the 3 o'clock hour. There were a couple of big-time performances. Not one might have solidified a backup job for one that – well, we all kind of said that it might have been coming. We'll talk about that at 4 o'clock. Ryan Wood stops by at 4:48. We'll talk some Brewers baseball before they welcome in the Arizona Diamondbacks for a 3-game set over the weekend, 6-game homestand. Adam McAlvey's here at 5:35. 414-799-1250, your reaction to the debacle north of the border last night in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, riding out here at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. We're here till 6 o'clock on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show live out here at the new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packer running back Gary Ellerson here as well. 414-799-1250 if you want to react with us on the phone lines. You can also join us live at 1057FMTheFan.com if your boss is hanging over your shoulder. I know it's Friday, but you're still probably at work. Probably doesn't want you emailing the fan, but don't let him know. And just go live at 1057FMTheFan.com. If you're hanging out already starting the weekend, you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Packers and Raiders last night, a 22-21 loss for the Packers. Packers put up, though, 21 points in that first half. And, Gary,
yes. We'll
get to the guy that was calling the plays and distributing the football. But one guy that was getting the football and made himself a name last night again, solidifying that spot. When you know this, when you're out for the first half of training camp, it's got to be nerve-wracking at this point. And Trevor Davis did all he could do last night to silence that and go and play his game.
Well, I mean, really, if you look at Trevor Davis and just how he's come to be, I mean, really came to Green Bay as really a speed guy and return guy. But I think he's really worked on his craft and turned himself into a pretty good receiver. I think he's going to have a chance to make this club. Most certainly, I think he is their best return guy. There's no reason why he should not be on the team. His problem is just like a lot of other these guys, he just got to be available. I mean, he seems to get hurt a lot. I mean, if he can stay healthy, I think he can add a lot to this team. You saw his receiving capabilities. They may not have another guy on this team that can run as fast as him. So I think you can use him as a deep threat, but most certainly – you can use that guy as a deep threat. He's absolutely incredible.
He definitely allowed himself to flourish a little bit yesterday. And Sparky, 4 catches for 66 yards in that first half. And a big-time touchdown reception in the corner of the end zone, which was also actually the 7-yard line.
Which was stupid, right? I mean, I don't even know. Like, as a player, you guys tell me, doesn't that screw you up mentally where the 30-yard line is now the red zone, essentially, those last 20 yards to the end zone?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
The whole thing mentally has to screw you up, not only from that perspective, but from a play-calling perspective, too, I'm guessing, when you're down there and you're Rodgers, and you've got to keep reminding yourself, Gary, that that's the end zone. It's not the end zone. It's actually the 10-yard line.
Right. So, I mean, that was that wasn't all bad, but it was bad, right? Because you don't know where you are. There's
right.
nothing
it's not
to
the
judge.
Line.
Yeah,
yep.
there's
I nothing really
to
thought
judge.
They were going to play half a field. I thought yeah. they were going to play from the 50
well,
in and just call it a day.
That whole thing was just a mess. But I still think when you look at Trevor Davis, I mean, that guy came in and played well.
He's on the team.
Yeah, he's on the team. And really, St. Brown opens up a door for somebody else.
And the news coming down now that Equanimous St. Brown suffered a sprained ankle, a high ankle
right.
sprain, Gary, 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
Now, you can talk a little bit more about the cutting and dodging of that. All I know is a high ankle sprain, it's going to be about 3 weeks till he's able to start running.
I had a high ankle sprain, and it is probably the worst injury that you can ever have.
It's brutal, man.
You'd rather have a break.
Yes. Well, and plus it's way up. It's kind of way up here, almost by your shin.
Almost by your shin,
but
right?
It's on the side.
Yep.
And it's just a big muscle that's really tough for it to heal. And those things. If they do it right, he's out for 4 weeks.
He's out probably to the middle of the season, and then they have the opportunity to bring him back.
Yeah, but if he
and that opens up a roster spot for one of these other kids.
Right. So yeah, if they do it right, he's out for 4 weeks.
So, but he would be on the team at that point. You wouldn't IR him and then wait for him to go halfway through.
Yeah, well, I don't know how they do that. It must have got some sort of exemption they can have for him because it's before the season actually has started. I think there's somewhere else he can go and then bring a guy back. I don't know how that works.
He'd have to make the team. He'd have to make the 53, then be put on IR and be allowed to be brought back.
Is that what
he can start practicing
do?
Week six,
okay.
and then come back week
right.
eight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still, though, in the near future, as you look at the team right now, it makes it more difficult for a Darius Shepherd or even an Alan Lazard, who
yes.
last night struggled a little bit for the first time we've seen in the preseason.
Well, I mean, you know that some of these young guys are going to struggle a little bit. I mean, they've had a lot of opportunities. But all these guys have played well in practice, though. I mean, so a lot of stuff we don't see. But I think those guys that perform well in practice, the Green Bay Packers don't have a tough road to go with as far as who they want to keep. At the receivers, they got a lot of good young talent there.
How many are you going to keep at wide receiver? You're going to keep
got
seven?
A lot of good. Yeah, I don't know. You got a lot of good kids there. A lot.
It appears that
they're all are different.
It would appear that they're going to keep seven now with the EQ injury.
Okay, so Davante Adams and Geronimo Allison, Kumaro, Valdez Scantling. That's four for sure. Those are locks.
Yeah.
We assume Trevor Davis is probably a lock.
Yeah, I think he's a lock. That's five.
That's
mm-hmm.
five.
Yep.
That's it. So, now what after that? Because after that, we think Darius Shepard's on this
team
Shepherd right
now. Where Shepard will be my next
right?
call.
Because
yep.
him and Trevor Davis will be special teams
guys.
Well,
they return guy, and you got to protect yourself with
right.
Trevor Davis because he's going to get hurt.
So, you think he's in.
Yep.
And then St. Brown, but he'll start the year on the IR, you would
yep.
assume. So, that's how you get Lazard in if you want. And then Jamon Moore skates through to
yep.
the practice squad.
Yep.
Because he's got no tape.
Yeah, he got
nobody's
going to
get this dude.
Yeah,
and
Jamon Moore is
still,
definitely.
And he's still dropping passes.
Jamon yes. Moore is definitely
yeah.
as close
and
to a lock.
And he was the last receiver to get in last night.
Right. That tells you something.
Yeah.
That definitely
That's
tells
you
something.
Know.
I think one of the interesting parts of that receiving core and how they operate with it, guys, is, one, how they divvy up the snaps, but as
yeah.
well in that position where you're going to need – guys that obviously Rodgers is going to trust, but you guys brought up EQ or Trevor Davis and Shepard returning wise. Trevor Davis is one of their gunners on every single punt team and kickoff team as well. So, I mean, for what he's going to do, that's going to provide a lot of depth. But at the tight end position, too, you're talking about possibly right now keeping 11 pass catchers if we do with that.
You possibly could.
With Etonian, Graham, Sternberger, and Mercedes Lewis.
I don't see Mercedes Lewis making this team. You haven't seen him. Have you seen him?
No, but does that fare somewhat well that he is a 10-year vet?
And he played in this offense with Hackett in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I don't know how he makes his team. I think he's the odd guy out
okay.
tight end.
Because then you have no true run blocker.
Yeah, I don't.
That's your only true run blocker
yeah,
you really got. Tonya can
it.
Run block, I guess.
I get it, but I don't know if he makes his team. I mean, I think Tonya, I think they keep three tight end, and it's Sternberger, it's Graham, and it's Tonya. Tonya actually has outplayed all these guys.
No sure doubt has. About it. He yeah. And he looked good again last night, made a nice contested catch, and gets
so I don't know how
by
you
his
cut
face
him.
Mask.
I don't know how you cut him.
No, I think he's going to be probably your number
but
two.
I just, don't
right
think, I, don't, I just don't think they keep four tight ends.
So you think they
I think
go
Mercedes
with the 10.
Lewis is our guy out.
So you see them going with 10 pass catchers.
Yeah,
so
I think that's
and
about
then
how it goes.
Three running backs and a fullback.
Yeah, so total four at that position, yes.
Talk about the running backs that you saw last night, though. Dexter Williams is still trying to solidify that spot. He looked a little bit better last night, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
He did. I mean, I think he's going to make this team. He's the guy. I would love – I like the Trey guy.
I think he makes it over Dexter Williams.
I like him. I like him a lot.
So makes it over Dexter Williams.
You would go without the sixth-round rookie in Dexter Williams.
Yep.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
I'd try to give a practice squad if I can. That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but I like him a lot.
There were a couple of guys –
He deserves to make this team as well.
He's a vet. Yeah. He's at least played in the league.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have necessarily – and you can talk to this a little bit better, Gary. It just doesn't seem like to me he's got the – turn the corner on the outside zone like Dexter Williams does in this offense.
He doesn't.
And that's got to be a huge part of it.
That's got to be a huge part of it. And I think they're looking for a home run hitter. But he went to Notre Dame, right? And he's got all the Matt LaFleur stuff.
Yes.
I mean, you know, he's got all the intangibles. I just don't see him cutting them. I think Trey's the odd guy out. But you're right, Steve. Maybe they go with Trey and try to get Williams back around.
You're going to have to do some gambling here.
Yeah.
You just are.
That'd be the right way to go.
You're not
going to
keep everybody. So because you have Aaron Jones hurt all the time, do you want a vet in that third spot or do you want another rookie in that third or another young guy in that third spot?
True.
I think they're going to go with the vet instead and then try and sneak him in to that practice squad.
Right.
It's not the end of the world if a sixth-round pick doesn't make it.
No, it's not.
How about –
It's not.
The former sixth-round pick, former fifth-round pick, Cole Mattis.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
If it was Ted Thompson, it would be.
Trey Carson's not here. They never would have picked him up if Ted would have been here.
Well, I'm just saying by draft picks.
Yes,
I mean,
then he makes it.
Right.
Agreed.
And I don't know if Brian is on that same level. What you
got? Well, he definitely doesn't have the allegiance to Ted Thompson draft picks.
No.
I mean, we've seen that.
Right.
And it's going to be interesting to see if he has an allegiance to a guy that he traded for, because DeShone Kizer has been clearly outplayed, especially last
night.
Well, and Jamon Moore. Hey, look, that's going to be a big gulp for him if he doesn't put him on this roster and tries to skate him through the practice squad.
Right.
That's a pretty high draft pick.
Very high.
A couple years in to be given up on.
Was he the fourth? I think he's third or fourth.
Fourth-round pick.
Yep.
Announced by our own Leap 36, Leroy Butler, up at Green Bay. And Lambeau Field.
Yeah, I mean, I think Leroy's had Jarrell Worthy and Jamon Moore.
He's
good,
done. He's all done. No more Mountie draft picks. Try Gary next time.
Nope. I think he's done.
We're going to run away from those?
Yeah.
I like it. 414-799-1250. John's on the south side of Milwaukee. He's up on the Wendy's Big Show. Hi, John.
He's gone.
414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. We're going to hear from Matt LaFleur coming up here soon. Matt LaFleur had some hilarious comments last night.
Yes.
We've been talking about Matt LaFleur.
Well, they pushed him a little bit last night.
Yeah,
and what did he do again, Gary? Nothing goes down without me saying something.
Yeah. Yeah, he let him know.
Hey, why did you not play your start? My favorite part is dude that's answering these questions, and you're going to hear it after the update.
Yes.
Because it was one of my favorite things I've ever heard. He goes, so why did you not play your starters? So I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Well, did the field condition? No.
Yeah.
Well, what? Because I said I didn't want to.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Right.
And he's starting to have a little bit of the backbone that we were kind of wondering if he would have.
That he had, yes. You're starting to see it.
And he's
coming into his own.
And he's firmed up with the decision, Sparky, that it was his call. He made the decision to not play any of those 33 guys that sat out.
I think a large part of it had
Mike's
to do.
Mike's just got to be freaking out.
I think
right
a
now.
Large part of it had to do with the fact that those Raiders players, not
Didn't
only
play.
Did they not start, they weren't even there.
Yep.
And here he comes bringing everybody with him. Raiders left half their team in Oakland, and it's their exhibition home game.
Yep.
And they didn't bring their guys. He's looking over going, man, where are all their guys?
Right.
They never even got on the plane, Coach.
No.
I'm not playing my guys going out there and getting hurt.
No.
Yeah,
boys,
go
put on some street clothes.
Yeah.
Go put on some street clothes.
That's what it was.
No, we'll come out here and warm up. Then go put,
then go put on your street clothes.
We can at least get a workout in.
Well, and that's
firm smart
part
coaching,
of it is smart coaching.
Smart
He's going to get you into the pregame that you're going to see and then sit down and allow the other guys that are going to need to put up numbers to make this team and to solidify their roster spots.
Right.
Let them go out there and get the opportunity. 414-799-1250. Talk a little bit about the injuries and the injury to the number one overall pick, Gary Ellerson. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. I did not like the decision. I got to ask what Gary Ellerson's idea was for Rashawn Gary. Not once, but twice going down last night, the second time, a definite dagger, it may appear. We all do know right now.
Right.
Equanimeous St. Brown will be out 4 to 6 weeks, at least, with a high ankle sprain. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll talk to Adam McKelvey at 5:35. Ryan Woods here at 4:48. We'll hopefully joined by Mike Clemens coming up here soon. We'll play from here, Matt LaFleur, next. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show out here at the new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. You can experience the difference here at Pella Windows and Doors. You like that, Gary?
Yes, sir.
I picked that up from you and Leap 36 telling
just
everybody
saw,
about
Pella Windows and Doors. You guys want to meet Gina Della, you need to come on out here. She's here.
Ringleading everything.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful black dress on and some nice black shoes. And
I saw you guys taking a nice picture together.
A little photo op. She was upset with my shoes, but that's okay.
Well, what? Come on, Gary.
What?
Are you serious? Jeans and flip-flops?
Yeah.
With no socks?
Yeah.
Is that that cannot be fashionable.
Well, it's fashionable for me.
I get 414-799-1250. Do you wear jeans with flip-flops? I can't get down with that.
Who don't do that?
I have no fashion sense, like, so don't ask me.
Everybody does that.
Nobody does that.
Yes.
Even I felt like I classed up the joint a little bit with some Nikes on.
I got my nice Italian shoes on.
Yeah. Oh,
Steve, look at those. Look at Steve with his black suede shoes on. Look at those.
Zippers,
look at Steve.
Stevie's got some zippers
on. God, these for Christmas, man. They're nice. They're real nice. I don't wear them, though. If there's rain in the forecast, I don't wear them.
Look at Steve.
There's no rain, though, so I'm good.
This guy here.
Yeah.
It's like his first pair of J's.
Yeah.
I don't wear them in the rain. I don't wear them when it's snowing.
Because I don't know what rain's going to do to these things. I'm not trying to get them ruined.
This boy. Look at him.
Don't you got shoes you're not going to wear in the rain?
No.
I got like two or three pairs I won't wear.
My guy.
If there's rain in the forecast, I won't wear them.
There it is.
Steve. Yeah.
Steve, you saying that you don't even have fashion sense.
You're
lying to us.
He does.
I didn't buy
those
these.
Those are nice.
I got these for Christmas. I didn't
you
buy
got
them.
That nice new blue shirt that we haven't seen you wear much since we brought it up.
Since yesterday.
Yeah.
That blue shirt with the zipper?
Oh, no. Yeah. That one? No.
Yeah.
I haven't worn that at all.
That Italian shirt you wear.
That was an Italian shirt? You could tell it was nice and slimming.
No. After that whole fiasco, no.
What do you mean? You look good in that.
I'm going to bring it to Goodwill.
No.
Oh, come on. No.
I'm all done. I'm done wearing that. Never again. It will never go on me again after that whole fiasco.
Are you serious? I thought it looked good.
You two just made it. I was all done. I
what
went
mean?
Home. I
what
took it off.
Mean?
I said, I'm
I
done
told you
that.
It was great. We gave
y'all
you.
All messing with me.
We can tell you how good it looked.
Yeah, no, we were.
Oh, come on, man.
No, I'm done with that shirt.
I thought it was sweet.
Done.
I like the Italian shoes, though. Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah. What is those? Italian?
No, man. I don't know. What's it called? I can't even pronounce whatever
like
the heck they're called.
Like
I don't know.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah. You like that?
He said, I like those Italian shoes. What are they, Italian?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Like I almost that. Just fell over.
Like that,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh, that is
man.
Outstanding. We got these some great guys. Looks over here.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now.
Oh,
we're,
yeah.
We're cracking
But no,
up.
What kind are these, Steve? They got,
I don't
they,
know.
They got a name inside the shoe.
Yeah, man.
Inside
I
the
don't
shoe.
Know.
All right,
what is Stevie wearing?
Yeah, Italian
I have
shoes.
No
what
idea.
Size are those? Like four?
They're like eight.
Eight and a half?
Yeah, eight.
Eight
yeah.
and a half.
Yeah, eight.
I haven't worn
I don't know. It says Adam H1.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were in a size eight and a half, Gary?
Middle school, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Middle school, probably.
I was climbing
probably
up the ladder.
Probably not even middle school. I was already 12 in middle school.
Yep,
so
I was a 12, seventh grade,
well,
I
middle
think.
School, ninth grade, about? What's middle school?
Well,
six, seven, eight.
Six, seven. Six, seven, and eight is
well,
what
not
I,
for
do
you.
I was probably a 12.
Not for you. For you, it would have been 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, because we had, what did I tell you?
It was 7, 8, 9 for me, so it was for you then.
Yeah, too. 7, 8, 9.
Right.
So was
our
that
freshman
a,
was that in middle school.
So right. Was that a generational thing, or was that
just
like a,
changed in the last 15 years or so?
I never have understood that.
What?
When the shift was for high school to middle school, like, because it was always for me, sixth, seventh, and eighth. And then my mom's like, no, it's not. It's got to be seventh, eighth, and ninth.
Yeah, that's what
ninth.
It was, yeah.
So there was just one day they're like, you know what? I think we're going to change this.
Yep.
We're going to put a freshman in high school.
With high schoolers. Hmm. Yep.
That's crazy.
But
it's genius,
but in the ninth grade, if you were good enough to play on varsity in eight,
you'd
you
be able to
bus,
go play.
Had to bus over, though.
Right.
Because we weren't on the same campus.
Right.
We had the middle school was somewhere else. So
okay.
They had to come get the kids and bus them over. Like they could make JV too, you know, with a freshman team,
sure.
A JV team.
Mark Anoche, you had multiple middle schools for each high school.
Yeah, we only had
one. So it's
one.
Even crazy. Crazier. Yeah.
Well, speaking of high school football, we're going to get back into the guys to get paid for it here.
Yeah.
But, Gary, your Muskego Warriors, I heard it was an impressive showing last
if,
night.
Can we have Mike McGivern? Can we have a mic for him?
We're going to get to Mike in a little bit here because we want to talk about
I just want to say something.
For sure.
Yeah, Mike.
McGivern,
can you come in for a second?
He's
about the high school last night.
Get on in here, Mike. Yeah, come on now. Mike McGivern hanging out at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center.
Yeah.
Saddle on up. He was talking to our friend Mike Wojciechowski of the Milwaukee Admirals.
Because Mike was there last night.
He was, my 24, baby.
Yeah.
Mike,
no,
as the Varsity Blitz High School Scoreboard Show tonight as you guys come back. Now, what is this? I think the 12th year they've been doing it, 12th, 13th year that you guys have been doing it. I got a chance to host with you last year.
Correct.
It was a ton of fun. Now, this year, I got sponsored out here, Gary.
You got a little swag there.
Got a little swag on.
A little swag.
Okay,
you know why? You know why? Because you're covering the Waukesha North game for me tonight.
I'm going to be out at the Waukesha North Quantico game.
Oh, don't be. Hey, you got the real thing here. Don't be mimicking me. You got the real thing here.
Mike, can you tell these guys last night the experience that you had over in Muskego?
10 years we've been doing the around the corner. 10 years we've been doing the Thursday Night Lights High School football game of the week.
Yeah.
Year 10.
God, I remember the first meeting we had to even do this thing with I-24.
David Ford.
That's how big this is. 10 years now.
10 years. And at 9 games a year, so it's 90 games. I've never seen anything like it. That was the best high school experience that I've seen when it comes to high school football. The amount of people, the things they had going on, they had smoke and fireworks stuff and kids running through the tunnel and then little kids out. They had the dance team and then the junior dance team and then the junior dance team. And it was just unbelievable. Spark, I got there at 10 to 5, and it was hard for me to find a parking spot.
At 10 to 5?
At 10 to 5 for a
7 o'clock game?
7 o'clock
kick. Tailgating.
People tailgating. They had
what?
They had all these tents. They had a craft fair going on. It was, dude, look, Billy, I don't know what it was like playing at Carroll, you know, 2 hours before game time if a lot of kids came out and tailgating stuff.
Sure, yeah.
It had a college feel to me. That's what it had.
See, and that's the one good thing, and I always say this. When you have a one-school town, that's what you can get in a one-school town.
Yes.
And then you go to some of these other towns like Waukesha with multiple schools, Racine, Kenosha, all multiple schools. You don't get that. But in a one-school town like Muskego or Muskego,
yeah, but it hadn't always been like that in Muskego.
They weren't always this good.
Right. Hey, that scoreboard's nice, man.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it's really nice.
They did a great job.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. It blocks the houses over there, but, I'm sorry about that.
Your house got to be in the right spot.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
My neighbors to the right. If you know my neighbors to the left, if you're looking at it, they're not so happy. But Gary Olson's okay.
Well, you know what? Hey, you got to thank Ryan McMillan. Yeah, he's Gary my co-host on Saturday mornings. And, you know, I put in a good word for you.
Let me just say this. So there's only one other school that I'm going way back now.
Okay.
That I had when I first saw all this.
Right.
And no one ever remembers the guy who was there first, and that'd be me. So you can tell the athletic director of Muskego. This story. I played Cudahy in Cudahy 1 year. I was coaching at Brookfield East High School.
Right.
It was just like that.
Was that with
Terry Vinay?
Yes.
Was the head coach.
Yep.
They were doing that thing. I forget who was the
there
quarterback.
There was a quarterback that went to Michigan.
John Navarre.
John Navarre. And they had a running back, Kantarik, or somebody like that.
Yeah.
And they had the purple smoke. They had the little kids, and it's set right in the middle of the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Cudahy Stadium.
Yep.
Oh, I've been there.
It's set right in the middle of the neighborhood. They got the little kids. Little kids are all, everybody was around the fence. It was just unbelievable. Our kids got off the bus. We walked in that place, and it was just absolute. That's what that Muskego now reminds me of, what the Cudahy used to be.
And I'll tell you, when
go rob the bank because nobody care.
Hey, right. when Cudahy played South Milwaukee back in those days,
yes.
Gary, it was unbelievable. It was off the charts.
Off the charts.
And that's what this is.
Yes.
And I hope that these kids, this is what they know.
Right.
I hope they don't take this for granted.
Right.
Because for the most part, except, you know, that safety they've got.
Yeah.
And a couple of those linemen.
Good, man. Yeah.
These guys go on and play Division II, Division III.
Right.
You're going to go, wait a second.
Right.
My high school experience might have been better.
Yeah.
I was so impressed. Paul Pearden, you know, the Booster Club took good care of us.
Yeah.
They were in contact with us constantly. Is there anything you guys need? What can we help you with? Gary, it was, you said, it's second to none,
second
man.
To none.
It's second to none.
Best high school experience in the state.
Yeah.
Bar none. I mean, those guys have done a hell of a job over there.
They have.
And also Ken Krause, the guy, Get Up to Ken. I mean, he's helped build that program, Little League program, all that stuff.
Do you know the stands were filled before the Marquette
yes.
crowd got there?
Yes.
And the Marquette crowd filled in real nice about 6:45.
Right.
But at 6 o'clock, the Muskego side, the stands were like more than half full.
Well, they had to stop people from coming in the day before the game.
and like blocking off
seats.
They
were getting seats. They'd stop them. They'd close up the fence.
That's crazy. It sounded like it was an incredible atmosphere. The thing that sparked me was the safety for Muskego.
Hunter.
One of the best football players
I've
seen.
Covers a lot of ground, man.
Covers a lot of ground. He had an interception last night. He had two. One was out of bounds.
Yeah.
The one he had in field was, I have no idea where he came from. And there were some kids standing next to me, and my jaw dropped. And they looked at me and pointed and started laughing like, hey, we've seen that before. I said, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't.
He
so,
jumps off the tape, jumps off the field.
And Marquette played well. Marquette's got
a nice team.
They got a good team, and I think that offensive line wore them down in the fourth quarter.
That's what ends up happening in that wing tee, baby.
Boy, there's some big – hey, that quarterback from Muskego,
Not bad.
He throws it pretty well.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Then let him throw it.
Eric Krause, man. He threw it four times, right?
Four or five times.
Four times.
Come on, man.
Wing tee, baby.
Hey, I'll tell you what. For a guy in the sidelines, those games go pretty quick when you're running the ball so much, man. I couldn't get all the interviews in because they're running the ball too much.
And you didn't even have the running clock, which I got very familiar with.
No doubt. Hey, tonight, 21 or 22 guys at 22 different games.
Sweet.
We got covered. And bigger, Spark, this thing that we started a number of years ago with four guys, it's getting bigger and better.
Varsity Blitz Scoreboard Show Friday nights from 7 to 10 o'clock. With Mike McGivern, who's in tonight with you?
Doug Sarver. Nice. I only hang out with Hall of Fame guys like that. Doug Sarver.
Like yourself.
Jeff Tricky will come in. Ron Davies, physically right now, can't get there. But I talked to him a couple days ago and said, look, the door's always open. That seat's your seat.
Right.
Anytime you can get here, you come sit with us. And he'll get in. I'm sure he'll come at least 1 week.
Good.
But we'll have Kerry Vinay's going to sit in.
Awesome.
Yeah, Kerry Vinay a little bit later.
Love me some Vinay.
Jeff Kavanaugh is going to come in. And then Jeff Tricky and Doug Sarver.
Yep.
So
that's
got
that's
four
awesome.
Guys that certainly have been around high school football for a long time.
Mike, appreciate it, buddy. It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Hey, come on out to the Pella Experience, guys.
Yes, sir. There it is. Mike McGivern, the new Pella Windows Indoors Wisconsin Experience Center. That's where we're out here. We're the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson for Badger and Packer. Running back, I'm Bill Baby Tal Schmidt. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the longest-running Milwaukee Bucks postgame show in the city after each and every Bucks game. This guy's been doing it since they won 15 games, so everybody can remember that. We will hear from Matt LaFleur next. I don't want to rob you of this because it's some of the best audio I've heard since the Josh Jones Radio Joe Zenzola exclusive.
You won't let that go, will you?
No, I won't, because it's some of the best audio I've ever heard in my entire life. Wendy's Big Show out here at the Pella Windows and Doors of Experience with head coach Matt LaFleur next. But first, Gary Ellerson and J&J Contractors.
Yeah, go check my good friends out, J&J Contractors, guys. You're looking to remodel your inside of your house. You're looking for like a kitchen countertop, you know, those types of things.
I'm always down with that.
If you want to remodel your bathroom, get those.
A lot of people are doing the dual sinks, right?
Yeah, the his and
is
hers.
That when they call it a vanity?
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
His and hers.
Module HGTV, aren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. My lottery dream home. Because I want to win the lottery so bad.
Or that shower head, you get that dual shower head, Billy, you and
I like the flexible one.
Yeah.
You get I don't that know what dual you said about the other head. Thing.
Those
but, yeah.
are nice. Livable space, your basement.
For sure.
Your basement.
I've been helped by that.
Like, you know, if your kids leave and go to school now.
And then they come back.
Dad turned into a man cave.
Sure.
Now, when they come back, the man cave exists. You just got to wait for the kid to leave again. But, listen, call my good friends up today at J&J Contractors and ask for Jason.
414-799-1250. Matt LaFleur next on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show live out here at the new Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin Experience Center. Bill Baby Tal Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back here as well, and Gina Della from Pella. So you've heard her say for how long? This is Gina Della from Pella. You're actually able to see Gina Della from Pella out here today. If you come on out and check out the new Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin grand opening. Also, if, you know, you're Gary Ellerson, you get to go and take a picture with Gina Della from Pella. That's pretty sweet stuff, dude.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's pretty cool stuff. Yeah. It must be nice to be a former Badger Packer running back in these times.
Well, I mean, well, you know, personally, I mean, she's changed her diapers, so, I mean. There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Matt LaFleur had a couple of put it in your pipe and smoke it moments last night after
there
the game.
Go.
This is the most intense, confrontational, I guess is another way you could put it,
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, just straightforward Matt LaFleur I've heard since he took the job.
Let's hear it.
This is Matt LaFleur after the game last night on The Fan.
Thank you.
No, we're not going to.
Thank you.
That was Matt LaFleur after the game last night. He gets peppered on a few different questions. The one, Stevie, you mentioned while we were listening here, I thought Tim Van Voren's question was a very fair one when you ask of, is it difficult to evaluate your guys against other twos instead of other teams' ones of the guys that they're going to play if they do come into a big spot and play if you're Tim Boyle?
Yeah, I think that question is fair, and I think the answer to that is, yeah, it's a little bit different because these aren't going to be the guys you're probably going to be seeing during the course of the year. To say that, well, yeah, football is football. Whoever's out there, you just got to play against, and it'll be the same evaluation. That's a bunch of garbage. I mean, with all due respect, I don't buy that at all. If Aaron Rodgers is out there playing against a bunch of third stringers, and you're going to tell me that, well, your ones killed their three, so, boy, really happy with our offense. We're really going in the right direction.
No, you're not happy.
I could care less. Like, I do not care. It does not matter to me. I want to see ones versus ones, right?
When
you start talking about depth and who's a deeper team, then you start talking about threes on threes, twos on twos. That's a fair way of going about things. At least in my opinion. Now, Gary, you tell me.
No, you're right. No, that's a great assessment. I mean, that's what you want. So, because once you get into it, remember the Packers a long time ago when they were really good? They play their twos, and some of their twos can be other teams' ones.
Sure.
Remember, that's
the
how
good
deep
old days.
The good old days. And that was early years, McCarthy, back when they started and got it going again. And they just don't have that kind of depth that they used to anymore. But so you're right about it. And then, Steve, you're also right. That, Oakland came in and they go, you know what, we're not playing our guys. We're done.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're not. And I think, this is just me, and I don't know anything about Oakland, but they knew all along that they didn't want to play their guys. They knew all along they didn't want to play those guys on that turf. They knew it was going to be a problem. Y'all just stay here and but the Packers brought their contingent. But the Packers showed their hand, too. They showed their hand. There was no reason why you say that Aaron Rodgers is a game-time decision. And then Rodgers tipped the whole hand because we thought it was back tightness. Oh, he's not going to play
right.
Back tightness.
And then John Kuhn goes over there and gets the exclusive.
Right, yeah, reason why I'm not playing
because of the
field, man.
Kidding me, John? Look at this thing. Would you have gone out there and played? No chance. It never was going to happen.
My back's okay.
My back's fine.
Yeah.
My back is fine. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers seemed a little AB-like last night.
Hello. Well, he's got some AB in him.
He's really whispering now. What is up with these dudes?
South smoking, you know.
Strange.
You know who else is doing that now? MVS.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't like that last. Now he's all whispering.
Goodness gracious. At least Sparky won't whisper when he tells you about Wendy's.
No.
Heck no, man.
Does.
Time to get fired up. Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. You asked, and the Queen of Spice delivered. Wendy's one and only spicy nuggets and chicken sandwich or the spicy jalapeno bacon fries. Each menu item cooked with perfect blend of heat and flavor that'll keep you coming back for even more. Spicy nuggets also available now in the $5 biggie bag. Wendy's, we got you. Available for a limited time at participating Wendy's.
This is the Wendy's Big Show live out at the brand new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. Experience the difference that Pella Windows and Doors make. We're the Wendy's Big Show, and we make a difference. But does the NFL care about the difference in the field that they allowed their players to go on last night? Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.